Good morning, Gloucester. I'm here with my original podcast companion. We started the GloucesterCast way back in the day. It's going to be like 3 or 4 years ago, Kenny.
I think it's more than that.
Yeah, right?
It's 5 or 6.
Here with Kenny McCarthy. Yeah. Kenny.
Good morning, Joe.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome to the GloucesterCast. Kenny's been off doing, he's like high-profile real estate guy now.
Yeah.
No, it's true, though. I think that a big part of why I say that is no one on Cape Ann is doing is using the internet the way you are using the internet for real estate. I mean, it's your head and shoulders above everybody else as far as real estate. Like the video casts that you do, which are different than podcasts, because you basically take screenshots and talk over the screenshots, so people are seeing the information.
Right.
You kind of go. Right. You pick out like maybe 10 properties all over Cape Ann. Which one you find interesting? Yep. And you have co-hosts, your partners Sue and Bob
and Sue McNerman. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're great.
Yeah.
And then you kind of go through each property, and what's great, what's even elevates you even so you have that level of technology that you're using, which mm-hmm. no one else is using.
We're recording the desktop is what we're doing.
You're recording the desktop, yeah. But you're giving your play-by-play.
Sure.
As you go along.
Yeah.
And the commentary is brutally honest. Mm-hmm. And now there's another completely great level that no one else is doing in real estate.
We've had to lighten up a little bit. Because the feedback from other agents, it's been kind of funny, actually.
Yeah,
I'm just giving my opinion,
right.
And people don't want to hear it.
Well, they
don't want to hear it.
I can see how a real estate agent that has a listing would totally freak out.
Yeah.
But from the buyer's agent...
Oh, from buyers and sellers' standpoint, yeah, they eat it up. And people tell me all the time, I'm really glad you said that, because I was looking at those pictures and I thought they were lousy. Why would anybody ever put a photograph like that up on something they were trying to sell? Or how could they think about marketing that house looking the way it looks?
So it could work the other way. Instead of you saying, oh, this property, it's overpriced, that hurts an agent. But it could say, hey, you know what? These pictures don't do this property justice. You right. really gotta right. go. You really need to go look right. at this piece
right.
of property,
right?
Right? Right. So, I mean, that honesty. I'm not trying to take apart the real estate agent.
No.
I'm not trying to take apart anybody. What I'm just trying to do is maybe this elevates other people's games because in this day and age, it's like. How do you not take advantage of all these? And a lot of these tools are free.
Right.
You know?
We have to learn how to use the tools. And
it intimidates a lot of people.
It intimidates a lot of people. Right, yeah. right. The average real estate agent nationally is 53 years old. And, you know, I'm 59. Yeah. I've been at this for over 20 years. And we don't change easily. We get into a rut and the same thing feels comfortable and we do it over and over and over again. That's not the way people buy things now. I mean, they look online. Forget about real estate. Anything else, if it's for sale, it's got to be online. All the information needs to be there. And I don't mean just some of the information. All of it needs to be right there. And it needs to have great photography and video. I look at briefcases, books, gear, you know, headphones, everything has a video attached to it.
Everything. Right? Everything has a review.
Yeah,
if not 15 reviews.
Yeah, $9 items have a review, have a video attached to it to show you what it's like so that you don't have to actually buy it and touch it. You can see it online.
Which is why Best Buy is struggling against Amazon.
Because yeah. Amazon has all the videos.
User reviews, relying on. And that's why TripAdvisor is eating everybody else's lunch because user reviews.
People talk.
Yeah.
So I mean, if they're marketing $9 items that way, why aren't we marketing, you know, our biggest investment, our property that way? We should have that much more information about the property. It's got to be transparent. You can't hide anything from anybody. And why would you want to?
It's astounding.
Why would you want to hide it?
Yeah.
You know, if there's something wrong, either fix it, or disclose it.
Or disclose it. So that way there, when you're going to negotiate the price, and then they can't come back and say, they come back and say, oh, well, there's this, this, and this, and now we're going to knock the price down.
No surprises.
No, we told you this.
Yeah.
I mean,
so the video.
15 years ago, it was those glossy, you know, little magazines that every sub shop had them.
Right, right.
I mean, that company has to get, that company must have got decimated.
They're gone. Yeah.
Are they completely gone? And and at one time, they were probably monsters of the real estate world. Everybody, you had to, if you had a listing and you were going to pay these people.
You had to be in there.
Because if your real estate agent didn't put you in there, he was doing you a disservice.
Right.
Now it's kind of like if you're not doing the photography, you're not marketing it online in a savvy way, you're doing the customer
staging, preparation, staging, and photography.
Yeah,
and the photography of the stills in the video. It's marketing. It's all marketing, and it's really marketing 101. There's nothing complicated about it.
Mm.
Nothing complicated about it. Watch the numbers, and figure out who your audience is. We spend an enormous amount of time profiling when we're selling a property. Who is apt to buy this? Fill in the blank.
Yeah.
You know, who are the neighbors now? Who are the people that own the property now? You know, where did they come from? What do they do for a living? How much money do they make? Do they have kids? What do they like to do? Because, that's what drives purchases, what people like to do. It's not the
Before we get any further, I want to give people information where they can contact you directly. What website do you want people to find you at?
They can find me at glossreviews.com. Mm-hmm. There's several of them. If you just Google my name, Kenny McCarthy.
That's MacCarthy.
Thanks. Yeah.
Glossreviews.com,
GlosserInformation.com. There's all kinds of websites out there that have I'm associated
the
with.
The name. Actually, you know what? We always, you could, I bet you, I wonder, where do you find out? When you type in your name, does Good Morning Gloucester come up every once in a while?
Oh, yeah.
Must, right?
Yeah.
So what are some of, and what's your YouTube channel? Is that
YouTube/ Kenny McCarthy.
There you go. And that's the one. Easy. People need to subscribe to that. If you're looking for a home or you're looking to sell a home, if you look at that, you kind of get an idea of what we're talking about when I say the honesty and why you would want Kenny to list your house or to take you around, because so many real estate agents are like, they don't care if it's the biggest pig on the block and it's overpriced. They're never going to tell you anything negative because they want that sale.
We have, last count, 450, 460 videos on the YouTube channel.
Yeah,
and not just about houses, about different situations, what do you do at a home inspection? How do you get your house ready to put it on the market? What questions should you be asking your real estate agent?
You haven't done one in the last couple of weeks though, because I've been looking.
I was on vacation.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I'm eager, I am a consumer of your content.
Yeah, thank you.
So what are some of the current trends on Cape Ann for condos, small homes, and larger homes?
The biggest thing right now is the lack of inventory because of the weather. We're down 30% across the board from where we were last year.
The number of
properties on the market right now. Right now, there are 100, as of this morning, there were 113 single-family houses for sale in Gloucester and Rockport. Last year at this time there were 113. Today there were 77. March 18th last year.
Can I give my 2 cents on that?
Yeah.
My 2 cents on that, because I was in a similar situation. I think that every person thinks they're a genius, right? And they say, we got to wait until the grass comes up and it's late spring, and then we're going to list our property. And what they don't realize is there's 500 other people thinking the same thing, and where, like, everybody realizes that, okay, there's snow everywhere, but the lack of inventory will make your property more valuable. You're not competing against, like, now is a time to, in my opinion, if I had a house to sell, it would be listed right now, because I know in another 2 months there's going to be a whole lot more inventory out there. So my advice is, you have a house to list, call Kenny, get it listed.
We're going to wait, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. If I were in your shoes, I'd feel the same way. The statistics, though, show that this time of year, with the snow on the ground, the people that are out there are kicking tires. They want to see everything. They don't have to move. Anybody that has to move is going to buy now. But they don't want to get mud on their feet. A lot of our buyer pool here are, they're not even here. We have a third of the properties that we deal with are people's second home or third home. They're not even here yet. All right. So with this weather that we've had, it's pushed us back a month. Yesterday, there were 6 or 7 BOM properties.
What does that mean?
Listing service. Back on market.
Okay.
And what that means is it came on the market, it went under agreement, and then it fell apart for some reason, usually because of something that the buyer discovered in the home inspection period. Or at this time of year, you know, they got all excited. The house, you know, we've been looking, we decided to start looking after Christmas. We went out, we've been looking around. There's nothing on the market. This house came up. We, you know, we jumped all over it. We paid exactly what they wanted for it. We even gave them $5,000 more. And then they get cold feet because something else came on the market. So the buyer that's out there writing checks right now is a little, they're jumping the gun a little bit. I never see 6 or 7 back on markets.
Really?
On the same day. Yeah.
Wow, so there's a trend.
So the bottom line is don't do it quickly at all. Take all kinds of time to prepare.
Stage,
look at the statistics, think about what you're trying to accomplish and who you're trying to sell it to. That's the overview.
What about some of the different segments of the market? Do you have any
all over the place.
Yeah.
The market overall, this is me eating bread, by the way.
He's got a big old muffin. Yeah. Where'd you get your muffin, by the way?
We'll give him Zeke's bread, yeah.
That was from Zeke's?
It's delicious, yeah.
All right. Here you go. Props to Zeke's.
What'd you ask me? Oh, it's different segments of the market, yeah. Overall, we're off 30% inventory-wise, which just means that there's 30% fewer properties. It doesn't mean run out and buy something. It doesn't mean list your house right away.
Are there any segments that are hotter, though? Like are bigger houses selling slower than smaller houses?
No, not particularly.
There?
Condos are lagging behind right now, actually. There's a lot of condominiums on the market.
That's interesting.
Yeah, especially in Rockport.
I'm surprised at that because I thought that all, like the baby boomers that are all retiring now, like in the middle part of the state or whatever, and they love this area, that they want to sell their bigger house and over there and then move to a smaller, low-maintenance condo?
They're too small.
Oh, okay.
Is what the issue is. The stock that we have, there really isn't any new condominium stock around here because there's nothing new to build. There's no land to build it on.
Whatever happened with those developments over by Lee Pages? There was two back to back. How did the prices? They started out. I think one of them kind of like fell apart a little bit.
Two-ish. Did
they come back?
Yeah. They came back. And
were they good investments when they fell apart and people were buying them?
I don't remember to tell you the truth. I don't remember what it was. I'd have to go back and look it up. Yeah. When you're buying a condominium, you're buying into a business.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you've got partners. If it's a 100-unit condominium and you're buying one, you've got 99 partners. So it's just real important to vet the association thoroughly, what has happened. Not just what happened yesterday, but what's happened in the last 5 years, what's going on in this. And I love condos.
It's just
that you need to go in and, you know, go in with your eyes wide open.
I love condos and too. I love the whole idea of it. I like the idea of I lived in a condo that had 6 units, and then I lived in a condo that had River Run up in Danvers, where there was 100 units. I don't know how many. But like the larger one, there's a lot of people vying for those spots on the board, and so you get a little bit better people managing it. Because there's a bigger pool of people that want to look at the numbers and make sure everything's going right.
I've done a couple of videos on condo purchasing.
Oh yeah.
The big difference between one type of complex and the other is the number of units. Anything up to 20 units are usually self-managed.
Yeah.
And like you say, anything over that, a River Run, they have a professional management association.
Yeah.
And as a purchaser, you know, or an investor. I mean, I'm going to live there, but I'm also, you know, it's an investment. I want pros doing it. I don't want to be in a 10-unit condominium that's self-managed necessarily. Yeah. If I can get one that's professionally managed,
yeah. You know. I hear you. So tell me about your partners, Bob and Sue McDermott. How does your partnership work, and why did you take on in partners?
We are in this business expected to be available 24/7, and it's just not a good way to live.
Yeah.
One, and two, it's not effective. I cannot physically be available 24/7. No single, you know, no individual can be. So I've always liked working with partners. And I met Bob and Sue, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. And they were actually looking for a house. They were friends of friends, and they were in the process of looking for a house. And they were living in Magnolia. This is kind of funny. This is, you know, very typical of the way people are. They were living in Magnolia. They were right-sizing, not necessarily downsizing, but people, a lot of times, their house isn't configured the way they want it to be configured for their lifestyle. They're getting older. They don't have as many kids. They want the same square footage, but they want it laid out differently.
Yeah.
So they were looking from Gloucester. Actually, I think Bob told me they were looking from Marblehead to Newburyport. They wanted something near the water, but, you know, different configuration. They looked at about 100 houses. And they found one. They actually ended up moving a block away in Magnolia. All right.
That's funny.
Yeah. After a year of looking, but in the course of that, they both said, you know, we met so many real estate agents, and most of them weren't very effective. Mm. And we thought, you know, we've always wanted to do something together. Bob had just retired from a trading desk. He worked and ran a trading desk for 30 years, and Sue had been in. Education in Beverly Farms and the Hyde School up in Maine, and they wanted to do something together. So they went out looking for real estate agents to coach them, and we talked and decided to work together. So it's worked out great. So there's three of us covering the bases.
Yeah.
So if I go away,
they answer the phone.
They're covering the bases. Yeah. If they go away, I'm covering the bases. It works out really, really well. So we all have a life.
Yeah.
And we all get to do what we want to do. I like marketing.
Right.
That's my forte. I like doing that. And they're out, you know, they're on the ground doing a lot of the other stuff that I don't necessarily like to do.
I think the number one thing, if I could give any real estate person some advice, it's to be accessible and have a personal rule that if someone contacts you about a listing, within a half an hour. To get back to them, you laugh, right?
I know.
But do you know how many times in the past that I was interested in, you know, finding out about a piece of property, and I would call, and I didn't get a call back till that night. Now, when someone's horny for real estate or a certain piece of property,
they
want to
know now,
instantaneously.
Right.
You know, when can I get in there? Like, because people's schedules, they don't have time to mess around anyway. Oh, I'm available now to look at this thing. Like to, I think it's completely inexcusable to not have a certain rule in your head. I'm gonna answer. I'm gonna have that. Even if I don't answer the call, it's gonna go into my queue. I'll play the message, and I will return. I'll get that information to these people.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna tell you right now, as a consumer, if I call someone, and unless I've been working relationship with you. And I know you're going to call me because I wouldn't have a working relationship with you if I didn't think you were going to call me back. But if it was someone else and they had you were calling cold and they called and they didn't answer, they're going to call someone else.
Right.
Okay. Can you get me the information on this? Right. Can you give me the? And what are you in the business for? If you don't take that call, then what are you in the business for?
Right.
But the whole idea is to get listings and to sell houses. I mean,
and you can't do that unless you're talking to people.
And you can't do it. Right. You want to hang out at the beach all day and wait till the end of the day? Then you are not. Right. You should not be a real estate agent. Right. You know. Right. So yeah.
When was the last time you looked for a house?
It's been over 12 years. I mean, I bought my house in Hamilton.
Lots changed.
Yeah. No, I'm sure. But changed. I mean, I love real estate though, so I kind of keep my my finger on the pulse of it a little bit. And I'm always looking at prices and values, and I'm a dreamer, so you know what I mean? So I'm always, oh, that place, you know, if I have access to this amount of money, then, oh, that would be doable. Like, so I've been looking, because you know, we've gone through this divorce and it's final, and so.
And what do you use?
What tools do I use?
What tools do you use? Yeah,
my number one tool.
I love to ask people this.
Oh, absolutely.
This is I'm a marketer.
Yeah, so you should know.
I want to know, you know, the prices are the prices.
Where should you put your marketing dollars?
I want to know what people are.
Yeah, my number one tool is Zillow.
Beautiful. I love hearing that.
Yeah.
Love hearing
that. Well, it's easy. I'm an iPad user. I'm a tech person.
Yeah.
I'm a geek.
Yep.
You know, I'm sure for...
No, you're a nerd.
I'm a nerd.
You're a nerd. Do you know what a geek is?
What's that?
All right, the difference between a geek and a nerd, because I'm a nerd. I'm not a geek, and nor are you.
Okay.
The geek is the guy at a circus back in the 30s, in the 20s and the 30s,
okay,
that they would send out into the ring to get the people all riled up and happy. And, you know, and the geek always wore white. Mm-hmm. And they would send the geek out into the middle of the circus ring, and a half a dozen chickens, and the geek would chase the chickens around, the white chickens, and the geek's all dressed in white, and then the geek would catch a chicken, break its neck with his teeth,
and the blood would go,
and that would get the crowd. That was a geek.
Jesus,
we're not geeks.
No, I guess not. No,
we're nerds.
Definitely a nerd. Definitely a nerd then. Yeah, so so Zillow, and I'm always taking a ride whenever I'm on a break. You know, I take a ride around.
Do you use the Zillow app on your phone?
I use it on my iPad. I use it on my phone.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
If I'm driving by and I see a sign for sale, I'll punch in the address, and there's and Zillow is usually one of the top things that comes up, and then there's a couple other. websites that'll come up with information, but whatever I'm going to tell you, the one that I'm attracted to is the one that's going to show me the most pictures of that house.
Exactly.
Absolutely, without question. Because a house on the outside, you know what the neighborhood is, because you drove
by. The yard looks.
You know what it looks like.
I'm sitting in front of it. I know what the view is.
I want to know how updated that kitchen is, or how much money it's going to cost me, because I know the price now at this point.
Right.
I want to know. Okay. Do I have to strip every wall, or do I have to redo every bathroom and kitchen, or is it moving condition?
Sure.
You know what I mean? So that's where I'm at with that. And I imagine a lot of people feel the same way.
Zillow is an information company.
Yeah.
And they collect from all different
data
sources.
And they probably...
They call it a black box. Yeah. They have algorithms, formulas that they use with the data that they get from real estate, you know, from multiple listing services, from assessor's records, from all over the place. They pull in data, and then they come up with what they call their Zestimate, which on the seller's side really bothers a lot of people. They say, oh, that's not what my house is worth. That's not what my house is worth. Well, unfortunately, that's what the black box says your house is worth.
Yeah.
And buyers like yourself are on there all the time looking. That's what they look at.
Yeah.
Buyers look, what's the Zestimate? When they're buying, they think the Zestimate is carved in stone.
Yeah.
When selling, people say, because when they're selling something that's priceless.
Yeah.
It's full of memories and you know, Christmases and birthdays and so they don't believe it. But in reality, Zestimate on Zillow is correct. It's like 82% of the time. They're off 10%. They're too high. 10%. They're too low. Is what the statistics say. Yeah. So, but it's information.
It's a jumping off point.
Yeah.
You know, so the MLS went back. So here's the dating myself. Back in the early mid '90s and stuff like that, the book was that thick.
Right.
And that's
when
that was
started,
the.
There was still a book.
That was the Bible.
Once a month.
That was once a month.
The book came
and
out.
When that came out, and if you were a buyer, and if you could get your hands on that book,
Which you couldn't. Yeah.
Well, unless you had some friends.
Unless you had some friends, right?
And if you had some friends like that, I could sit in that thing and leaf through that, and it was just that was information. Yeah. How many days on the market? You know what I mean? Because that's, you know, and stuff like that kind of information is huge.
And all that's online now.
All I know.
What do they pay for it? You go to SalemDeeds.com. You can see what somebody paid for it. What do they owe on taxes right now? Are they behind in their water bill? All this stuff is online. You can find it all.
Yeah.
And by the way, I have videos on how to find most of this stuff on YouTube.
We'll post that. We'll post that on the website. What so where does the MLS get their money now? Have they had to reduce their rates from whatever they charge?
No, they charge us.
Because they're still the conduit.
Right.
Because they're the disseminating way this information is going to get out to everybody?
Well,
the data they make, yes. They hold the database.
They have the data. They have the data, and then they sell it. Like Zillow subscribes to it. All these other Sotheby's International, Coldwell Banker, all these other real estate companies pull the information and display it on their own website, and that's how they make.
Okay, MLS. So they make that portable to different websites. Right, I see. Right. I got you. Because it has to be.
Yeah. Right.
Wow. It's amazing. Well, there you go. Anything you want to add? Let's go again. Let's add where your website is or where people. People can Google you.
Kenny
McCarthy.com. MACC. Two C's.
Correct. KPNinfo.com. Yep. I have a phone too. 978-758-0983.
There you go.
Thank you. I'd like to do this again. I love. You want to get together and pick a specific topic.
You come up with a topic, Kenny. I'm all in. I'm a real estate geek. Even if I'm not looking to buy it, I'm nerd.
Yeah,
that's
nerd.
Yeah, this was fun. Anything in closing?
What's going on with the hotel? You've been down there. I haven't driven by it, and I was thinking about it this morning on my way.
Construction is fast and furious over there. They're straight out. I don't know a date. I should talk to Sherry. She usually will give me the inside scoop.
I think it was this fall.
Yeah,
they were shooting for 2000.
Wendover doing the construction.
Yeah,
if they put their name on anything, you know, it's
right.
It's going to be a good thing. Right. Yeah, they're.
That's one thing. What's the deal?
I have a question for you. Yeah. That development in Magnolia, you know, where the red schoolhouse was, across the street, diagonally or something. What is that all about? It looks like some nice homes going in there.
Condominiums.
Are they like duplex condominiums?
They're pods. We call them pods of two.
Yeah.
Two unit with one attached wall.
But they're all in the same. They're all paying into the same landscape. The same landscaper is going to do everybody.
Yeah. It's that's a big site. It's like 30 or 40 acre site. It's a big site. They're spread out. I don't know. I haven't been over there a lot because construction has lagged.
Yeah.
And
any of them in move-in condition?
Yeah. Some of them have closed. Yeah,
have you gone through any of the units?
No. I've been through the model.
All right.
Yeah.
What was the model like?
Nice. It was nice. Yeah. Decent price point, mid sixes.
Would you consider it a good move for someone that had a 3,000 or 4,000 square foot colonial and they're maintaining their own yard and everything else and to like you know how you say the right sizing?
I wouldn't want to move in at this point.
Oh no.
Because it's not far enough along.
Okay.
I would want to wait.
Okay.
And see.
All right.
How they do.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Right.
And this is me talking like a buyer agent.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you were thinking about going over there, I would first thing I would want to do would be to talk to people that have already purchased there and see how happy they are. That blows my mind that somebody buys
it looks nice
and they never talk to the neighbors or their agent never talks to the neighbors.
Who's the developer? Do you know?
I'm blanking on it right now. The name.
It looks like
Larry Smith.
Larry Smith
is his name. Yeah.
Has he done other projects like this?
West Gloucester, up above the village of West Gloucester. He finished that up.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'd be over there talking to people over there.
Yeah.
You know, how do you like it here? How's it, you know, people that have been in it for a year? What's it feel like? How's it holding up? How's it, you know, just because it's new construction doesn't mean it's terrific.
It looks
nice. Ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Ask a lot of questions.
Well, Magnolia is up and coming. You know, they've done a lot in on Lexington Ave.
Yep.
They have the new restaurant, 525. They have the new gym there.
Yep.
So you have the Dunkin' Donuts. They're redoing another Dunkin' Donuts there. Magnolia, to me, is definitely a neighborhood on the rise. And if you have a development like this, if they sell it out, that's that many more homes that will be able to support Lexington Ave and make it happen.
Yeah.
So there you go. Contact Kenny. Tell him you enjoy his podcast. Subscribe to his video casts, and we're gonna do this regularly. Maybe we'll get together once a month or whatever.
Sure, good.
Bring some information to the table.
Yeah, yeah. All right, good. Thanks, man.
Thank you, Kenny. Another Gloucester cast with my boy Kenny McCarthy.